Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Since I've been taking it, I can actually wear a pair of sandals because the pain sometimes would be so bad, I would never wear a pair of sandals. Now, I could drive the car with sandals. My feet don't hurt me. I used to go to bed at night, and my feet used to keep me up all night long. No more. My feet haven't bothered me since I've been taking this. I could even walk barefoot, which I could never do before. I really feel great. I really, really do. I feel like I used to feel, you know?
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
The world where you can be anything. Be someone who doesn't repeat media sound bites. The show starts now.
I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections. Today, I will detail some of the shocking irregularities, abuses, and fraud that have been revealed in recent weeks. But
welcome, Kate Daly Show. Last hour on a Wednesday, you're officially halfway through your week. And that was Donald Trump in a very explosive presser today that didn't get covered by the actual press, as we know it, mainstream. Of course not. The rest of it is on the Kate Daly Show page. It's 46 minutes, and you can check it out. He lays it out, and I'm glad that he did this because people have been asking for this. And then, of course, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood did a presser as well. We'll talk about that. Hi, Susan.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. We have so much to get to, so much on the Dominion's case, and so much behind the scenes that's going on. A big thank you to Melissa and Chris Ann Hall in the last hour. And I really, really appreciate all of Susan's efforts, too. She puts a lot of work into this as well. And honestly, we're going to be talking about Mattis, Barr. You can only imagine what today's hour will look like. But Walter Williams passed away. Walter Williams.
What a great and amazing voice.
He is such an amazing American.
What a loss.
So he was a professor of economics at George Mason University, mm-hmm. and he happened to be African American, but he was so discounted by the mainstream media because yep. he did not follow the leftist party line, as his friend Dr. Thomas Sowell, who's over at the Stanford mm-hmm. Hoover Institute, mm-hmm. is also a compatriot, both black men who rose up through the ranks. I believe Walter Williams was 84 years old as he passed away. But he wrote so many books, and they were just truth. He spoke extensively, but here are just a quote that I love. It says, "In a free society, government has the responsibility of protecting us from others, but not from ourselves." Ooh. So we should be able to do things without the government saying, "No, that's going to hurt you. We'll step in and protect you from yourself." So he just had a very enlightened view of economics. What undermines progress, especially in the black community? And that those things, as long as they continue the way they are never going to improve. And more of the black community is waking up. In fact, Trump got a 50% increase in the black vote because his economic message really rang true to the black community. And even though he stepped in to fund traditional black colleges and said, "We're just going to make this an ongoing funding," it shows support for them and an understanding that they have been given, you know, they've been swimming and then been thrown a stone. Mm-hmm. So Walter Williams said, here's another quote that I absolutely love. Think about this. "Prior to capitalism, the way people amassed great wealth was by looting, plundering, and enslaving their fellow man. Capitalism made it possible to become wealthy by serving your fellow man."
Right. Right.
Isn't that just the truth?
Amen.
So
even
during this shutdown, I've mm-hmm. noticed that people have come up with new products, and not just masks, but other things, how to make your home office more comfortable, like people's creativity. Is
sadly
on fire.
Because we're not really in a crisis, but still, you're talking about the creativity that is born out of that, and also what is the left trying to do would be to destroy the family, destroy the Constitution, and destroy capitalism. Those are the three on the block, and it's so obvious as to why it's so important if they're out to destroy it.
Absolutely.
So fiercely.
And Trump represents that type of capitalism that mm-hmm. builds and creates. He's a builder.
Yeah.
Not a destroyer, but a builder. And so he is actually, an emblem mm-hmm. and an example to the black and minority community of you can do more with your mm-hmm. life. You can be creative.
We have opportunity.
You've mm-hmm. really started to draw people in with that message.
Right.
And why wouldn't he?
Right.
Well, so Walter Williams, he will be missed, but you can still read his great books and his website is still up.
Yeah. Talk to me about Lynn Wood. I do have that clip up.
Okay, well, let me just set this up. Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, who are fighting right now in the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. they are private attorneys working on their own dime, essentially. They're not part of Trump's legal team.
Right.
And never were.
It's a different angle. I think I wish people would recognize that, because the media made it they tried to make it sound like they were fired. They weren't.
Yes.
It was separation for different reasons.
Okay. Well, it was separation. Mm-hmm. As I saw somebody say, I think it was Don Trump Jr. say, here's a fundraiser for Sidney Powell. You can donate to her for her efforts. And then they came out with the explanation. She's not actually part of the team. So I think it was to just mm-hmm. identify that she mm-hmm. has her own thing going. Anyway, it was a very lively rally. And Lynn Wood prayed before and after. So there were many prayers. And just for truth, his message is mm-hmm. the truth will set you free. We want the truth.
Want me to play this?
Okay.
Here you go. Here's Lynn Wood. Today.
Information says that if you make a false statement against somebody that's defamatory, they can sue you. Listen carefully, Governor Kemp. Listen carefully, Brad Raffensperger. I state as a matter of fact that you are criminals. You took money from Dominion. You took money from China with the COVID purchase. And I damn well bet you will never sue me, because the truth will prove that I am right. You need to go to jail. Follow the money. Follow the money. These fat cats sitting around spending your money, giving it to China, sticking it in their family's pockets, that's not America. This country's got to get back to the truth. This is what you're here for. You're here because you love truth. And I love truth too. And I know, as a matter of fact, spiritually and factually, that only the truth will set you free. Follow the money. Find the truth. Let the people of Georgia know the truth. And let's get some new people running this state.
Wow, nice. And he's right. So there's a lot to fight for here, and we should be. And every American should be, right or left. I don't care what you are, what side of the politics you're on. This is about agenda. It's not about politics. We have to separate the two. This is about agenda. And so you should want to eliminate criminality that's this blatant. I mean, come on. There has to be something in people that says, I detest criminality. Right? You would hope. You would hope. And I love that Linwood is talking so plainly.
So plainly.
He and Sidney Powell are just awesome.
He said, I know and understand defamation mm-hmm. law, and the yep. governor and the attorney general are criminals.
Yeah.
And should go to jail.
Yep.
And should be thrown out of office.
Yes.
So he also said there, and there should never be violence. Everything should be peaceful. We should have peaceful protests, and it is our civic right. And he encouraged people to go to the state legislature, to mm-hmm. the governor's mansion, and protest and demand that the legislature get involved. Mm-hmm. And so he and Sidney Powell, she took questions. One of the things she said that was the crowd just went, oh, was that she's got all this evidence, she says, and I'm turning it over to the DOJ.
Ooh.
And everybody went, oh,
yeah,
because do cases go there to die?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that.
It
has
seems
been.
Like that. And right. And what is the Kraken? The Kraken, whatever you ever want to say it. It's a swamp figure, right? Except that it's also a DOD program. And that's what people, I think, haven't made the connection to. Release the Kraken means
yes,
that we expose the DOD.
We expose the DOD. And mm-hmm. here is how it works. There is a military unit. It's a battalion. Mm-hmm. Most battalions have 500 people. It's the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion, a.k.a. the Kraken.
Right.
And so they do cybersecurity. They mm-hmm. are in battlefields. They're managing information, and they're down in Fort Huachuca. There are three companies, Alpha, Bravo and Charlie Company. Mm-hmm. And so this is their specialty.
Right.
Now, one of the things that she, that has been produced is an affidavit by somebody who used to work for the Kraken, and now is a white hat. So if people don't understand what a white hat hacker is, it's somebody that a company hires because they want to know what their own vulnerabilities are. So uh-huh. they say, see how yep. you can break in, see what the sure. enemy might do. So this particular affidavit is by now a white hat hacker. And he said, there's forensics that you run through these systems. He said, when you run it through these voting systems, you can see where the vulnerabilities were mm-hmm. and how Iran and China tapped in, and mm-hmm. you can see it. And so this isn't just eyewitness stuff. This is, we have this.
We have
physical evidence.
The physical evidence.
Correct.
So, okay. Be right back. I just wanted you to differentiate that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Just hoping that you drop it. I'll hold your hands there just like I am.
Father will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
favorite? Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
roar. Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while
I love it. Colby Collet and Gavin DeGraw, Baby It's Cold Outside. Welcome back to the show. And do you remember when the Me Too movement went after this song and they didn't want it to be played? And so it came out just recently that the Time Up for Women, you know, or Time Up.
Time out
or whatever they called themselves, and they tried to get all those donations, and they did. They got a lot of donations, and I kept saying on the air, you know, what are they donating to?
Yeah.
And guilt fund, I guess. And so it came out that all that money was spent on salaries divvied up between all of them and luxury stays at hotels. That's what the money went for. You guys gave everybody a spa day, those that chipped into that ridiculous, ridiculous thing.
They sound so deserving. Swanning around.
The Me Too movement was just insane.
Opposing anyway. Songs.
Yeah. Oh, welcome back. I've got Susan with me. Go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts. And sorry about yesterday. I had a migraine yesterday. I wasn't on and I played a rerun. Sorry about that. What can you do? It's affected about 6 shows since I've been on 9 years, and there's just not much I can do when that happens. Okay. Welcome back. So much to talk about still. Let's talk about the Chinese and Dominion and payments, because Lynn Wood was talking about that. Follow the money.
He said follow the money. And
Dominion software behind the voting scandal and fraud.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so there has been a revelation, and how it came about, this revelation, is very interesting. It tells you something about the media. So Alex Jones, who I just check in with on his site, you know, every week or so, mm-hmm. said that the White House contacted him and said, look at this SEC filing that the parent company mm-hmm. of Dominion mm-hmm. received $400 million from a Swiss bank with close links to the Chinese government. So the Chinese government owns about 75% of the bank, and it gave $400 million to the parent company of Dominion in October of 2020. And so it tells you, why didn't the media dive into it? You can click on the little link.
That's obvious.
And it goes right to the SEC filing. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, they called me up and said, get this out. So that tells you something, doesn't it? That China was allowed to do this. So we're looking at, someone made a comment on a blog, and it just really struck me. It said, there's about, what Sidney Powell is doing is disrupting the status quo of the money flow, and that makes it a very dangerous enterprise. And this comment said, there's about 200,000 mm-hmm. millionaires in D.C., and most of it is due to Chinese money. And when you think about it, how big China is compared to us, mm-hmm. what are we, 320 million, 25 million? And they're
21.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're over a billion. Is it 1.4 billion? So they are magnitudes greater than us. And so Lynn Wood at this rally with Sidney Powell, the two attorneys fighting in Georgia, started to say that the Chinese desperately want to take over resources in the United States. He said they want our farmland. They need places to grow food. And then the feed cut out. So just as he was saying what their motivation might be, the feed cut out.
Jeez.
And people are like, oh, over the target.
Yeah. So true, though.
So here's how deep it goes.
Okay.
So General Mattis, who worked for the president and then was fired, mm-hmm. and the president said, I should have done it sooner.
Yeah.
Right? I wish I had. He has been writing articles that are anti-Trump and saying that Trump's American first policy is hurting us in the world.
Ooh, I wonder what they have on Mattis. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Just thinking out loud.
So there's been an article written that Mattis, in these articles, didn't disclose ties to a China-boosting firm. And this is a firm that he works for, the Cohen Group. Mm-hmm. It's a consulting firm with ties to China. So he's been criticizing the Trump administration's stance towards Beijing, mm-hmm. especially what Mike Pompeo is saying we need to do. Mike Pompeo has been very tough on China, and Mattis is not at all in line with that. But the Cohen's group approach is towards business dealings with mm-hmm. Beijing. Mm-hmm. So they do not want to go down this road of a hard line toward China. It's also run by another former Defense Secretary, William Cohen, who's been involved with China since 1978.
And so now Mattis is there as a senior counselor, and there's other retired four-star officers there. So you have to ask the question, when they take these hard lines against Trump's policies that Trump feels will build America mm-hmm. and especially strengthen the position of the American worker, and they take this pro-China
yep.
approach, are they making money from this?
Right. Cohen was Secretary of Defense under Bill Clinton.
Yes. Yes.
What a gem.
Total gem. But 1978 says he mm-hmm. got in early. You know, Kissinger has been mm-hmm. all about this.
Oh, yeah.
And now Trump just took him off an advisory board at mm-hmm. the Pentagon. I thought, Kissinger, is he still alive? Is he?
Yep. And going strong.
Taken off the advisory board mm-hmm. along with Madeleine Albright.
Yeah.
I thought, why are those old goats still hanging around and giving their awful advice?
It's kind of like Rockefeller. They just kind of keep on trucking. I don't know how many heart transplants they get, but it's just, you know, insane that they live so long and are so entrenched in politics. Do you remember Romney? We keep getting Romneyed, but do you remember Romney kissing his ring and promising him whatever he wanted if he was to become president?
Yes. Interesting.
And they all have to do that. They have to promise Henry Kissinger whatever he wants. He's been on the China train since the early 70s trying to get these alliances done.
Right. And they're not. The problem is people think, oh, it's an alliance, so it's good for the United States and it's good for the people. We can see all this money mm-hmm. flowing. It's going to individuals.
Right.
And so it may not be good. So the guy who is the economic hitman that uh-huh. you've interviewed many times was on a recent podcast, and he was just talking about the fact that, you know, we go into these countries and we compromise the mm-hmm. elite mm-hmm. and then they work with us almost against the people in the country.
Yep.
So now that whole pattern has been turned on us.
But we don't see it. We're so caught up with my guy, your guy. Who gets the win? You know what I mean? It's about agenda, not politics. It's about the agenda, this long-term agenda about what's going on. That's why we have to kind of separate the two right now and get people to think agenda.
Absolutely.
What comes next?
So the only thing that gives me hope is there is going to be, there's more coming out about the corruption and more displays, public uh-huh. displays of this corruption and this voter corruption. And people say, well, this is going to take a long time to get through the courts, and it may. But look what's happening to public opinion, because people are seeing it laid out. And I really think this is for public consumption. So people can see the depth and the breadth of the corruption.
Well, that's why I'm grateful for the last 4 years for this reason. We've had stuff exposed. Has much been done about it? No, but we've had it exposed finally. That's why this show doesn't seem as crazy as it did a year ago, because it's finally coming to fruition that people see it now.
Right. Absolutely.
It used to be where we were speculating. Now, after this last 4 years, so much crime has come forth from the FBI, the CIA, the outing of so much, the outing of agenda, the outing of China's involvement, the outing of all this stuff. And so many governors on the take. If you have a state that's currently masked and they want to tell you what to do and they want to tell you how to tie your shoes, look no further than their ties to China and how many trips they've made over and all the alliances that are going on. And I guarantee you it's there. It's there in my own state.
It's in video. You can see the corruption of the people at the top who aren't following their own rules.
Yeah.
And so it was Kaylee, the president's spokesperson. Is it Kaylee McInerney?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Showed the videos of person after person and Newsom, Governor mm-hmm. Newsom, just dining out, dining in.
McInerney. Yeah. McInerney is the general.
Yeah,
sorry.
I get him confused. But the point is, it's on video. And mm-hmm. shouldn't that give people pause?
when you see it in front of your face. Yeah.
Right.
How do people deny that? It's like my expert isn't as experty as your expert. If there is an expert and they have direct affiliation with something and they're telling you something.
Yeah. How does that get discredited, but the other expert is upheld, the one that NBC picks? It's amazing to me how the picking and choosing and who's who, and oh gosh, it's endless.
So one of the questions at the rally with Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, somebody asked, how do I manage and deal with family and friends who just don't see any of this?
Right.
And Sidney Powell says, you know what? This is a really hard time that we're going through. Mm-hmm. She says, I've lost friends. I've had people that just did not believe in what I was doing. And so to hear her understand so completely what we're going through, it is going to take evidence in a court of law. And even then, some people will be in complete denial. And we just have to accept that people are not alike in their willingness to accept reality. It requires too much of a change or humility or something.
Yeah, it does.
So she was very open. They took these questions. It's just...
And our education. Because Candace Owens went after Politichek, you know, she said that Biden was not the president-elect. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not. Six states are still in flux. No one's been called as the president-elect. And so when she said that, they went after her. Well, she lawyered up and went after them. They immediately rescinded.
Backed off.
Because they knew.
They did.
And so that's why when we say the media lies, they do lie and they know they're lying and they don't care. They don't care. It's part of the payroll. So.
Right. Now, Trump is...
And our miseducation.
Yeah. Trump is threatening to hold up the National Defense Reauthorization due to the 230 rule, which protects the companies, Facebook, Twitter, and gives them protection from liability for what's published.
Right.
And he said, unless we get rid of that protection, I'm not signing this reauthorization bill.
Good. There's other ones that he should say the same thing to, other sections that need to be ousted. The entire bill needs to be vetoed anyway.
Right.
But yes, and so, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
It really is. But I guess we need another person at the FEC. There's somebody that he's trying to appoint and that some hold up. But anyway, he's going after them hardcore. And people are saying he's almost on his way out. Why is he doing... You know, the assassination of the nuclear scientist.
And removing power.
And
from some special forces, right? Or realigning power.
Shifting. Yes, shifting the special forces group to their own level of the other joint forces, Army, Navy, Marines, etc. Right. So he's making all these big changes, and you have to say, why? Why is he replacing people? And today, his press conference was... We've got them, we know, and we are never, he said, I'm never going to concede because I know I won.
Yeah.
I'm never going to concede because I know I won.
Right.
That's what Lynn Wood said in his conversation with the president, and he shared that with the crowd. And so if that's the case, then we are in for an epic time in this country.
Yeah.
It is a great time to be alive, but it's also scary.
Well, you know what? Constitution's still in play. We're still alive. It's worth still fighting for. Country's still there. So that's the good news. Bad news is, we might be looking at a really strange time coming up here. But you know what? It's okay. Still got to fight for it. Be right back with Susan. She's amazing. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Love it. There's no voice like his. Amazing. I love Elvis. All right. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. You hear me talk about him all the time. What a great gift idea, by the way. Somebody that you love that is either freaked out or not freaked out, they all still need nutrients. And so our food supply, well, it's crap. What can we say about our food supply other than it's horrific? And I think if we realize where we were truly at with our food supply right now and the amount of French fries and Doritos that we crammed down our gullet, we would be, you would be clamoring to get Balance of Nature because it's got 31 fruits and vegetables every single day that I know you're not getting. So make sure that you're getting Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Read all about it. No more blah days. If you put in my name, Kate, you'll get 35% off and free shipping. That's amazing. And it's affordable. It was affordable already, and then you still get 35% off and free shipping if you put in K-A-T-E, Kate. Please do this because I know you need it. Everyone should be taking a food supplement. Balance of Nature is by far the best. They have the best crew, the best people working for them. It is the best. I can't say that enough. Okay, I'll take a call, and then we have so much to get to with Susan. Always fun with Susan to go behind the scenes, what's actually going on, instead of what you're listening to in the news. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Walter Williams was a fine, courageous man.
Absolutely. Okay.
He was special. I mean,
yep. I agree.
You can't be black and conservative and be so great.
Ah, he is truly one of a kind. Thank you for that. Truly one of a kind. And he has passed away.
That is real leadership to step out.
I know.
And say, I'm not going to go with the status quo, and I'm going to take the heat.
I know.
He took the heat. And he was a guest many, many times, co-host on Rush, when a substitute for Rush. And I remember one day he and Thomas Sowell were on together, and it just was so touching. They were so brilliant.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is truth. When you hear truth, it resonates.
Yep, I know.
I know.
I know.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. And both men are very, very, very special. Tell me about Barr. Well, we all knew Bill Barr was deep state, right? I mean, my gosh, the guy started out in the CIA. Okay, go ahead.
Well, so Bill Barr has been in the news lately because he said, you know, we don't have any evidence of voter fraud.
Yeah.
And he said, we're willing to look at it. Mm-hmm. We're willing here at the FBI to look at it, at the DOJ, rather.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so people just had no real confidence in that. But here's something that people don't maybe realize is that on October 19th, there was a special day. Why? Because AG Barr appointed a special counsel. Now, we've heard about Durham, who's supposed to be investigating the Russia hoax and the people that perpetuated that illegally.
It was
a soft coup attempt. So he's just made Durham a special counsel, just like Mueller was the special counsel. He said, I use the same law and the same rule just to make it a special counsel.
Durham, the same one that dropped the ball on the Clintons?
Yes. Supposedly.
Uh-huh. From my
own
state.
So we don't know. I mean, the thing about it is you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So the question then arises, is this going to be another situation like with Mueller, where there's so much information the public should know, and they say, we can't release it now because it's part of the special counsel investigation?
Yeah.
Is this where information of criminality goes to die?
See, there's two places. It either goes to this, where they convene a special little group to do it, or they say national security. So there's two safe havens for criminal corruption, for information that exposes corruption, and it dies in both of those places.
That's right. And
lovely.
So we know that Barr had been the attorney general during the Bush presidency, right? So here he comes back as a retread. And so it turns out he was a key player in the Iran-Contra operation, in that he was willing to kind of cover things up. Mm-hmm. And so he stonewalls investigations. He stonewalled and stopped investigation into the Bush, Clinton, and CIA crimes, including the BCCI bank scandal, the BNL CIA drug banking, the theft of Promise software, which went to our enemies, and all crimes of state committed.
Ukraine.
Yes.
Everything goes to die behind this little smile and the really weird round spectacles, you know? It's just,
Mr. Bagpipes, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it looks like he is the fixer for the deep state and perpetuating the DOJ and the FBI.
Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hello, Kate. Thank
Hi there.
You for taking my call.
You bet. Go right ahead.
Yeah. This is truck driver Ray. Yes.
Hi there.
I'd like to give a new perspective on how China and all the dictators and, of the whole history of the world always want people to fall in line.
Okay.
And And, you know, when I, the different times I had an employer, in the sense that I'm talking about, you know, you have to do what your employer says. You fall in line. And if you don't, you know, you don't get a paycheck, you get suspended, you get a discipline, you get fired.
Okay,
so what I'm getting at is all the government employees, they fall in line. So their biggest thing is, how do we get all of these people who are not employed by the government to fall in line? And this COVID, this face mask thing, I mean, even the people that are counting the votes illegally are falling in line, except for the ones that are given affidavits. You know, those are true patriots. But there's two, it's not just Democrat and Republicans, it's also government employees that have to protect their pension, have to protect their job, and do what they're told, versus, you know, out in the world that, you know, are independent from government employment.
And hence the problem of big government. Yep, I totally agree. Thank you for that. Yes, yes, yes. I so appreciate that. Thank you for those thoughts.
He brings up a good point in that people are putting their entire livelihoods as whistleblowers to say, I saw the fraud. I was part of the fraud. They wanted me to do the fraud.
Right.
And I was compelled to do it for whatever reason. And so you often, I wonder, you know, were some of these just plants who could come forward, or are these just true patriots who were not willing to go along with this level, which is huge level of fraud and compromised in the voting integrity? Someone made the comment that we gave millions of dollars to the Iraqis for a good vote so that they could have a clean vote. And they did it with fingerprints. They had to leave a fingerprint when they voted, and so it could be a secure vote.
Right.
And people around the world are interested in clean, secure voting. And I would imagine many Democrats are as well, even if it means not winning, you would hope. And so if we understand that there are many, many ways to do this the right way, we have to become more involved, as Lynn Wood was saying today, to make sure that these systems are modern. I mean, some of these are so barbaric, but sometimes the simplest is the cleanest. They're talking about going back to plain paper votes that you can count, and there is a physical vote present so that you can see it, touch it, count it, and keep it for a recount if necessary and for auditing. So we can learn. Hasn't it surprised you how different all the voting systems are across, like all the different procedures are also different?
Yes.
And kind of make it up as you go along in some places?
Well, they've made it so convoluted and confusing because at the base of it is the same kinds of software. It's just, and then the companies, what they do is about every year to 2 years, they change their name. And so it's very difficult to follow it, really. Who owns what? What comes out of North Dakota? Hi, North Dakota. And where those companies are based and how they work themselves into the newest version.
Right.
Yeah.
Reinventing themselves just like a criminal would. You put on a different mask, you show up in different clothes, and it's the new me. But it's the same old corruption. And so if this can finally be revealed to the American people, who I promise had no idea it was this bad.
Yes. And by the way, a whistleblower came forward with 7 pages of testimony on court transcript that I actually uploaded to the Kate Daly Show page. And you can check that out and read it. And it's all about the Dominion system. And he was trained by the NSA, the DOD, the CIA, you name it, letter agency. He's part of it. But he came forward to talk about 7 pages worth of Dominion and ES&S and all the different companies and how they infiltrated and manipulated the election. So when you tell me he's not expertity enough to be your expert, I don't know of anyone else that has all of that behind them that has come forward to actually spill the beans on what's going on with the election. So
all computers are a black box to most of us. We don't know how our information is used, but for a lot of professionals, they know exactly how things are supposed to look and when there's abnormalities. And these are the people who are testifying. So when Sidney Powell says we're turning all our information over to the DOJ, including what has come out of the 305th military intelligence, the Kraken, this is evidence that is so irrefutable that it has to be taken seriously.
Right.
So we can be confident in the fact that it isn't just eyewitnesses or someone was mean to me or bullied me out right. or, you know, told me to go get a break and lock the door behind me. This is hardcore evidence. And so that makes me very confident that something good will come out of this.
Right.
Because it already has.
Right.
Just seeing this is a great thing. So I had wanted to mention, we were talking about A.G. Barr and how he is this fixer. There's a different kind of fixer. There is a Dominion technical guy who worked for the Chinese Communist Party. And it was China Telecom that he worked for, and it was flagged. It said it's vulnerable to exploitation, influence, control by the Chinese government. So he was a technical guy there. And then just popped over to Dominion, worked for Cisco, and you just have somebody who has worked for a Chinese communist entity now working for Dominion Voting as a technical person.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah. And then you've got the servers. The special forces went in after the servers that are located in Germany.
Frankfurt.
CIA servers. McInerney, General McInerney, was the one that talked about the fact that they had a helicopter go down in Egypt, as so they said. And they also had a special forces, a CIA guy die, but they said it was under different circumstances.
In Somalia,
but it was because of this.
In Frankfurt.
Yes.
Germany.
And of course, seizing our own CIA servers, because they're such a gem of a group, and that this is why we have so much evidence of the fraud, is because of the actions of the special forces going in to get these servers. But we're talking, like you just said, China, Frankfurt. I mean, this is just everywhere, and the system's been used in other countries. I mean, it's just insane.
And that it's very hard for any one individual
Dominion
to step
House.
Up and take this out. Mm-hmm. And we saw what happened to the woman who started True the Vote. She's like, why are all these dead people on voter rolls? I want to just clean that up.
Yeah.
And Congress went after her hardcore.
Yep.
They sent in all these people from the IRS to just harass her and other agencies.
That
and
was
boy,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
It was. And so it's very hard for any one individual. But on this scale, what the president and his team are exposing, you can't look away from this because it's the president and his team. And it's Lynn Wood and it's Sidney Powell and it's General Flynn who says this is legit stuff and look at what she's doing. And he was former director of all the intelligence agencies.
Yeah, and the DIA.
The DIA. And so when this is how it could have been exposed on a grand scale.
Yeah.
Not by individuals in little places who would have just gotten mowed over.
Well, yeah, it's called Clintonized.
Clintonized.
Yes. Because we know so many people that have 90 friends that died in mysterious ways. But
Sidney Powell said there was somebody in the hospital who had been beaten and who was one of the witnesses and people who had given an affidavit. And so she says we need more protection for these people.
Yes, and for her and Lynn Wood
I
and all these others.
I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
Lynn Wood talks about the special forces people he's hired to, you know, ex-special forces to protect him. So
you would have to. I mean,
well, they pray.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
And now it's become so part of our landscape. That's what's so sad is that we talk about it as if, well, better watch their back. They'll end up dead tomorrow. I mean, that's how sad we've become is we've accepted that. I wish people could really step back and go, wow, we've accepted that people just get offed. If they try to come out with info.
Because the crime is so deep and so many people are benefiting from it that it takes a lot of courage to do.
Do we live in a banana republic disguised as America right now? I think we do.
Yeah. Well, that's changing.
Let's hope. Constitution's still there, folks.
Absolutely.
We can still fight. Susan, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amazing. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Wow. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. This will go up on SoundCloud in the next hour. And so will yesterday's show, the rerun that played yesterday as well. Anyway, everybody have a good one. Spend some time with your families and see you tomorrow.